Brother, where we discuss the Big Brother franchise from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister Kay.
I'm Sister Elmarie.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 33. Let's get started. All right, welcome, ladies.
Hey, hola. Ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
How are y'all today?
All right.
Good.
We are back. Oh, yes. We are back a little early. We decided to change our recording time so that we would time it perfectly with eviction and nominations for Big Brother Australia. Yay! Woohoo!
Woohoo!
So, before we get started, we did have some feedback. And so let's go ahead and read that first before we get into some of the drama.
Great.
Okay, our first piece of feedback is a iTunes review from Lar23. And she says, "Hi, ladies. I was with you guys and really was just over watching Big Brother 15. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun. All the negativity really ruined the show for me. So, since you brought up Big Brother Australia a week and a half ago, I stopped listening as soon as you started to get into the character so I could give it a try before I finished listening to the podcast. I am ashamed to say I watched about 18 shows in a week and a half."
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
There is no shame in that, Fiona.
Lar23.
Oh, Lar.
And that, she says, yeah, that's exactly what I did when I started watching Big Brother Australia, too. I watched, 10 episodes in a week?
Yeah, it's good enough to watch that much.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, she says, "Love it. Thank you so much for switching the podcast over to BB Australia. I am totally over BB 15 and am completely on board with BB Australia and glad to hear you guys discuss the show. So now on to Big Brother Australia. Just one thing I was thinking about when you guys were talking about how everyone says they just aren't my type. I think all these people are so polite that it is the nicest way for them to say, I just don't like them in a sexy way. Just my opinion. Love you guys. Keep it up. Hope to hear a specific, True Blood podcast soon." Lar23, 5 stars.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Lar.
Thank you, Lar.
And that's a good point. Maybe they're just trying to be polite and not say, I don't like you like that, and just say, well, you're just not my type.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that. Just kind of puts it to bed.
Yeah, I guess so. And, Lar, about True Blood, if you haven't noticed, we have posted about 3 episodes past weekend, so we were podcasting fools this weekend, but we got caught up. All right. Okay, so that was our only iTunes review. And then we also had a couple of email feedback for Big Brother. So the first one is from Joseph. Yay, Joseph, from Twitter.
Hey.
Hello.
So he sent us an email, and he says, "Hello, Sister K, Sister A, and Sister L. Let me just say how much I really like hearing your guys' insight on Big Brother Australia. Now for my feedback. Big Brother Australia this season did not want to do the live feeds like how it is traditionally done in Big Brother US and in other Big Brother countries. The reason is because their executive producer wanted to make this year's Big Brother Australia family friendly."
Hmm.
Alex, I can understand that. Alex Mavrodakis, the executive producer, had this to say of the matter. "I've been here for 9 years, and I've heard about vote rigging, producers playing favorite, people getting favorable edits, and all how we portray them," he defends. "But the housemates go to bed at 1 a.m. By 4 a.m. in the morning, we have to have our first segments roughed out. By 11 in the morning, we're screening to the network. We don't have time to sit there and say, today we'll make David look bad. Here are the best bits of the day. Let's make them make sense in the story arc. Bang. I've read this week that we've hardly seen Sharon, but there are 17 housemates all screaming for attention, and if Sharon isn't talking, what are we supposed to do?" That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
"So in response from the fans, they were not happy about not being able to watch live feeds. So instead of doing them, the Big Brother Australia live Twitter came to be, which is kind of similar to the Big Brother Leaks Twitter. The only downside is that whenever they post clips from the house on the official Big Brother website, it is blocked here in the U.S. due to the country restriction. However, I did post a link on the Sister Speak Facebook page to the Big Brother Australia official YouTube account, which is where the uploaded clips, it's where they upload the clips hours after it was tweeted or posted on the Big Brother website. And yes, Joseph, we did see that link. Thank you so much for posting that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, there is a site, and it shows, they're like 2 to 3 minutes, sometimes maybe 1 minute clips, of what they're posting on their website on YouTube, so we can all go and watch. He says, now, just recently, the executive producer announced that starting August 27th, there will be a late-night feast Big Brother show, which will air at 9:30 p.m. in Australia. This late-night program will show the housemates having some adult conversations than what we see in the family-friendly version.
Oh.
Ooh. So,
what time would that be in America?
I know. I think that's what, 13, there's like 13-hour difference?
Yeah.
12? So hopefully for not having legit live feeds, this will make an impact on how we view the housemates in the Big Brother house. Thanks, and keep up the great podcasting. Joseph from Las Vegas.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
Awesome. Now, I did not know about this late night feast.
Yeah, no. So it's like their version of the After Dark.
I guess, yes. So that's the 27th, which is next Thursday.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Woohoo! So I am definitely sure someone's going to post that.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how long it's going to be.
That's true. Not the thing to fit in.
I know, but you know what? I don't seem to mind fitting in Big Brother Australia.
I don't either.
No.
Yeah, when there's a new one, I'm like, I gotta watch it. Gotta watch it. So good. Thank you so much, Joseph, for all the info. He's like our resident researcher.
Yes.
He really is. If I ever have a question, I just shoot him a Twitter and he gets right back to me.
I know. He knows.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, and our next feedback is from Fiona. She says, hi, I just discovered your podcast, and I love that you are covering Big Brother Australia. You mentioned the live feeds, and I just want to let you know that Big Brother Australia does not have actual live feeds like the ones in the BAB USA. Back in 2006, during Big Brother, there was an incident that was captured on the live feeds, infamously named as the Turkey Slap. I don't want to go into detail about it, but you can Google it. Oh, my gosh. What's a turkey slap?
That's what I'm trying
to. I don't know.
Okay, somebody
Google it.
While I'm reading the rest of this, because I want to know what that is. Anyway, 2 years later, BB was canned due to bad press and low ratings.
Wow.
This is in 2006. And then in 2008, they were canceled, apparently.
Oh, snap.
Then in 2015, Big Brother was picked up by Channel 9 and brought back, which is amazing. But Channel 9 really wanted a family-friendly format, so that meant no live feeds of any kind or any kind of uncut or up-late type shows. Up-late was kind of like BB After Dark with a host. So on the, she says, so on the OS, I don't know what that means, there is a section that says live feeds, but they are just short clips and little blurbs about stuff happening in the house. Because of geo-blocking, people outside of Australia cannot watch these clips, but if you visit the website Behind Big Brother, which is an online forum about everything Big Brother Australia, a poster posts videos in the live feed thread, and they are able to be viewed no matter where you live in the world. I just thought that I would let you know about that because you guys really seem to like Big Brother Australia. Enjoy, you guys. Fiona.
Thank you, Fiona.
Thank you very much, Fiona.
Thank you so much, Fiona. And Fiona also posted to our Facebook page.
Yes.
And when I found out that she was an Aussie, or what does she call it? She's from Australia, because she says they don't say the aw part.
Okay.
Of Australia. So, I don't know why. Anyway, so I said, oh, my goodness, you're from Australia. Well, can you be our resident coach, like our dialect coach?
Mm-hmm.
And she said she would try. She said that she's not really she had to kind of look it up a little bit because she, or talk out loud to herself, she said, because she's not sure how they say the words they say or why they say it. You know, how to teach someone else, I guess, how to say it. She said that she found it funny that we were trying to speak with the Aussie accent, and it reminded her of the episode of The Simpsons when Bart calls the Southern Hemisphere to see what way the water goes down the drain. I never saw that episode. She says, because that episode was just Americans doing really bad Aussie accents. Actually, after listening to your podcast, I've been saying no to myself, trying to figure out how us Aussies say it. Y'all say it really cool, and I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
But you like say, no, I can't even do it. I did it 5 or 6 times the other day, and it was perfect. I should have recorded myself. We were going to try to do the podcast, just so that you know, Fiona, one day in an Australian accent. And then we thought, no, that would be really insulting because it would be so bad. So maybe we can do a segment.
Yeah.
Or just a piece of a podcast in an accent. Anyway, so we're going to work on some of the tips that Fiona gave us, and maybe our next podcast we can break out the Aussie accent.
Yes.
So, El Marie, would you be brave enough to tell everybody what a turkey slap is?
Well, I have Googled it, and I'm on their wiki page under a controversy, and this was on the Big Brother Adults Only, and it says, an alleged sexual assault during which John held down Camilla on her bed while Ashley pushed his crotch onto her face.
Ew!
Yeah. And it resulted in the ejection of the pair from the show. And then they have a video on YouTube, which I haven't watched yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that's called a turkey slap?
I guess so.
I think it's like using your penis to slap somebody across the face, basically. When I Google it, that's what it says.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
I've never heard of such.
Neither have I.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they decided instead of, I guess they just said, look, we're taking the live feeds off.
Yeah.
We're not
going to
blame follow.
Them.
No.
Yeah. That's what these mother suckers here need to do.
Yes, they do.
Because if there were no live feeds, we would not know half the shit that goes on.
Exactly.
No, we won't.
Yep.
And there wouldn't be this controversy.
Right.
And then they could show whatever they wanted to show. But see, they make too much money with the live feeds. I don't think they'll ever stop the live feeds.
But in this case, I'm glad that we got to see how the BB15 house guests are, because I
think
at the thought of I would have been rooting for one of them.
Right.
Not knowing what kind of person they really are.
That's true.
That's very true. Yep.
But it's interesting what Fiona said, that, you know, it's really was in a bad place, BBAU, and now it's come back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they came back better and stronger. Okay, well, thank you so much, Fiona, for that email and for being our little dialect coach. We'll be hitting you up probably in the near future.
Yes.
As we get more obsessed with that, with trying to get our accent down.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have one more email from Laura. She says, hi, I did a rating on iTunes, but forgot to add something. Not sure if it would help any of you, but since you guys got me completely sucked into watching this, I have a Wii, and you can actually add a YouTube station and watch Hulu and YouTube videos through your TV that way. Oh, I did not know that. As always, you ladies are fabulous, and I truly enjoy listening while I am working. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you very much, Laura.
I did not know that. I think I've stopped using my Wii for, like, the past year.
Yeah, I haven't used mine in a while.
At all.
Well, time for you to break it back out.
There you go.
I think I need to break it back out.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and I lied. We have one more email.
Nice.
Looks like it came in today. From Kenoelani. Kenoelani, and I'm sure I'm butchering that. Keno Elani. Okay. Hi, ladies. Longtime listener here. Love the podcast. I took a peek at Big Brother Australia after listening to your latest Big Brother podcast. It is so much better than the U.S. version, which is almost unwatchable. I look forward to hearing more of your thoughts throughout the Australia season. Keno Elani.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Keno Elani.
Thank you, Keno Elani, and that is a beautiful name, even though I didn't say it correctly.
Yeah, it is.
Gorgeous. Yes, isn't it so much better than watching our Big Brother?
It's so refreshing.
Yeah.
It is. So enjoyable. Even with the drama.
Yeah, it's getting drama-filled.
All right, well, that was all the feedback now. So I guess let's get into Big Brother Australia. Yay!
Woohoo!
So it's only been a couple of days since we talked last about Big Brother. But we've had, three good episodes full of action. The showdown, the eviction, and the nom-noms.
Yes.
The big episodes.
The big episodes, yeah. So we will have plenty to discuss. So where do we want to start, ladies?
Well, let's start with the showdown.
Yeah.
Okay, agreed. I am full on through, annoyed, ready for them to go with those damn Michaels.
Ugh. I told you last week, they annoy me.
Yes. And I thought of you as I was watching, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, she is so right. I wasn't annoyed the first week, but now, oh no.
Yes.
They don't bother me so much. I don't know why.
All that commentary. Who's going to win?
Unnecessary commentary.
Yeah.
Or making snide remarks about Michaela.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You caught that too.
I did, yeah.
They did. They did say, oh, she's a lucky girl. She doesn't know any of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the showdown was really interesting this week. It was, what do we think? That at the very beginning of the showdown, Big Brother came on and said, this is the final showdown.
Right.
Right. No.
And I was confused. I was confused by that. Because then he paused and he said, from here on out, they're going to be really important or something like that. So it's like he said that it was the final one, but then he said it was the final one where you would win money, maybe?
Yeah. I thought it was the money, but
maybe it was the last week for the $5,000.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Okay. Because that kind of confused me a little bit. I probably should have went back and watched it again. But I was like, what?
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Superpowers. Yeah.
The superpower is what everyone wants anyway.
Yeah, it's huge.
You're giving $5,000 out to a house guest every week, plus the big prize. I mean, that gets a little expensive.
Yeah.
You know, what is their prize? Have we ever seen what their prize is?
Is it $250,000?
Is it quarter of a million? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess they don't want to make it too, spend too much money.
Right.
They already spend a lot of money on their production.
They do.
Yeah. And kept saying that Tim, he just wanted to win the superpower. He didn't want the money.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to get the power.
Gotta love him.
How do they know that?
I guess he must have been talking about it.
Yeah,
in
that
the
could
diary,
be true.
Yeah.
That could be true, yeah. Well, so that kind of got me. But the very first challenge or game or whatever they're called, round, was really cool, I thought. What did y'all think?
I think all of their competitions are very unique.
Me too.
And it's actually, activities you can do yourself with family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them, that's why I like them.
Yeah, it was really great. So they had to basically answer, I don't know, might have been a dozen questions to keep moving forward. And then they had to get 10 people into a Mini Cooper at the very end.
That was crazy.
That was crazy.
That car was tiny.
Yeah.
Even smaller looking than a regular Mini Cooper.
Yeah, it's like
you
the original.
You know what? That's why I thought, I'm like, why does it look extra small?
Just for a challenge.
Yeah.
And why did it have to be rusty and crusty?
Yeah. That I don't know.
I mean, But that was a really cool challenge because I was, some of the questions, I didn't know who the hell they were talking about.
Exactly.
I didn't either.
And then one of the questions that really got me, and I haven't had a chance to Google it, was how many sides does an Australian 50-cent piece have?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, if they have a 50-cent piece that has multiple sides, I mean, how does that work?
I think it's like the edge.
The answer was 12 sides.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by the edge?
So, like, it's shaped like, let's say, an octagon-shaped coin, but one that has 12, a deca, whatever it would be. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I think it's just the shape of the sides has 12 cuts to it.
So it's not exactly a flat coin.
Right.
Okay.
Not like a round coin.
Okay.
But it couldn't be. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it could be flat. It just has like a hexagon shape.
Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever.
I think that's what
I don't know why I kept envisioning like one of those, like a dice or something
with
a bunch of different sides to it.
That's what I imagined.
Like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
Sister L, we were like not even.
Uh-oh.
You guys are funny.
Why was I thinking about like one of those Rubik cube type hexagon cube things? I don't know why I didn't think about a coin with a bunch of flat edges on it.
I didn't either. What I was thinking, I don't know. But I even took it so far to think like, okay, like, so do they carry it around in their pocket?
I was thinking, how do you carry that around?
Yes. I'm like, that can be kind of awkward.
Oh my
goodness. Yeah.
I was thinking the exact same thing, but I didn't want to say it. I was like, but I didn't take the time to Google it, but I'm thinking, 12 sides? How the hell do you have a coin with 12 sides?
Yes.
Isn't that going to be bulky?
Mm-hmm.
How do you carry that around? I'm thinking, well, maybe it's a discontinued coin.
Oh, my goodness. Me too.
Maybe they decided not to flatten it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to
send. You know how you don't ever see silver dollars.
I'm going to send a picture to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've looked it up now. I get it.
Oh, okay. You see, yeah.
But.
So it's actually almost round because it has so many cuts on the edge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was really funny that their highest grossing Australian film was
Crocodiles
in the Sea.
That was awesome.
That was awesome because I actually really liked that movie.
Yeah, that guy's great.
That was a really good movie.
Very funny.
Yeah, very funny.
And
ahead.
I was just going to say that in the beginning when they were talking, you know, when all the contestants were ready, they were all dressed up really kind of funny.
Yeah.
Did you notice?
I did.
Like Tim Elmery?
I just heart Tim.
He was wearing like his underwear on the outside?
Yes. It doesn't matter what he wears. It's just, I like him.
He is great.
I do too.
Yeah, he's great.
What I found strange was the question about the designer shoes. Half the girls did not know the answer.
And I was disappointed. How do you not know?
I mean, I don't wear high heel shoes, but even I know that Jimmy Choo is a shoe designer.
Shoe. Yeah.
And Christian Louboutins, or however you say it, is a shoe designer.
I only knew
Jimmy Choo?
Yeah.
So you would have got that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been 50-50 shot.
I was surprised by that, though, especially since they were so young or fashionable, I guess. But I guess they weren't.
Yeah.
And how about Drew knowing what manicures they were?
He was the first one in the mini coupe.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
So what did y'all think? They got down to where, in that first round, there were 9 people in the car, and it was the first 10 house guests to get in the car and ring a buzzer or something that they would go on to the next round. Well, at the end of the The last question, there were four people or five that were trying to get in the car, and Michaela just like flew in the window.
She did.
To get in there.
That was awesome.
Apparently knocking Tully upside the head with her knee.
I didn't mind that at all.
I know, I actually like that part.
Yeah,
she just dove in there.
She dove in there. I'm thinking, girl, goodness, she really wanted to win.
She did. I don't blame
her.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. I wanted to know, though, if Sister L, Marie, since you don't like Tully, if that warmed you up to Michaela at all.
Just a tad. But not enough.
Not enough to last more than 5 minutes, right?
Right.
So after that challenge, they move on to the second challenge, which was called the Power of the Onesie.
Yeah, that was funny.
And I just want to know, where can I get one of those onesies? Didn't that look comfortable?
Oh, yeah.
It really did.
It had a little hoodie and everything.
I would totally wear that.
I would wear that.
Yeah, Tim already has his onesie he wears all the time.
I know, the skeleton.
With the skeleton. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't see those around here very often.
No.
Maybe I just haven't. But maybe we just need to order them from Australia.
There you go.
They seem to have like a market. I've never seen so many one piece or footy pajamas, mm-hmm. whatever they are, as an adult, like for adults.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cute.
How do you even spell onesie?
One with a S-I-E on the end.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you looking it up?
No.
You child?
No. I just always wonder how to spell it.
Place her on my order.
I'm on Amazon right now.
See?
See? Well, if you find some, let us know.
Okay.
I don't want the ones with the feet in them, though.
No.
Now, I can't sleep with all them clothes on, though. Do you think they actually sleep in those?
No, because I saw Tim before when he had to wake up for that ice cream challenge.
Mm-hmm.
He went to bed in it, but when the alarm went off for them to wake up, I saw him get out of bed, and he only had on his, like, boxers, and then he put it on over it. So I guess in the middle of the night, he takes it off, maybe?
Yeah, because I would think that would get too hot.
Yeah,
it'd have to be really cold to wear that.
Right.
Real cold.
Yeah.
I just feel constricted if I have, you know, long
stuff. Twisted.
Nightgown.
Twisted.
Yes.
Ugh, I hate
twisted
that.
Twisted up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hate that.
Yeah.
I remember at one point, my grandmother bought, you know, because it was cold, bought us all long flannel, long-sleeved nightgowns that go all the way to your feet.
Oh, my goodness.
And I remember, you know, at the time, because I was younger, I didn't know I didn't like wearing that kind of thing to bed yet. And I wore it to bed, and I swear I had nightmares that I was being tied up and tied down.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't move. And I move a lot, obviously, in my sleep. So I woke up, and I was twisted up so bad that I could barely move.
Oh, my goodness.
From that long-ass nightgown. Plus having long, I don't know how people do it, long sleeves and all the way down to your feet.
No.
That's just too much. And plus your covers.
Yeah, that's what blankets are for.
See?
Come on. Mm-hmm.
It's got to be short.
Yeah.
Short now. Anyway, sorry, that was a side story. So, basically, at the end of the Power of the Onesie Challenge, the purple team won, which was Matt, Michaela, Tim, Tully, and Ed. And I just thought it was funny how when they split into two teams, Michaela always seems to try to go over where Matt and Ed are.
I noticed that too.
Did you notice that? Like, she kind of look around and dart over there real quick?
Yeah.
But doesn't Tully do that too?
I haven't seen Tully do it, maybe because she's just not as obvious.
Okay.
You know, I hadn't seen Tully do it either until, but the Michael guy mentioned it.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's I noticed her with the guys.
It's a good strategy.
Definitely. So what did you think of the next challenge with the four people?
Oh, the hangman
yeah.
hanging from the bar?
Yeah.
I don't think I would have lasted more than, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 30 seconds.
Yeah. That was hard. But they all did pretty well.
I thought that they did very well, except for the guys.
Yeah.
For them to be working out every day, they should have lasted way longer.
They should have.
They really should have.
You would think that they've built up enough stamina to last in a comp.
Yeah, I guess.
And especially just dangling like that.
Yeah, but it's all your own weight then.
Yeah.
Like those big guys. But
I wouldn't have been able to hold myself up more than 30 seconds. I already know my arms are weak.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done very good.
So, but there was a twist on that round where the winner, or whoever lasted the longest, would get a 15-second head start over the second longest person and a 30-second head start over the third.
Right.
And only three people could go to the final. And so I was really shocked when Ed fell off.
Yeah.
It looked like he kind of was trying to readjust and flip, but still. And then Michaela, she looked like she was struggling, though. She fell off. But I think everyone was expecting her to fall off first. So it was really...
Yeah, she did pretty good, I thought.
She did.
Yeah. She wanted it, honey.
Yeah.
She was serious.
She showed that in the first one when she leaped into the car.
She did.
Yeah.
And then it was down to Matt and Tully. And then Matt ended up falling first, and then Tully won. And when she won that and got the advantage, I was like, oh, goodness.
I know, of all the people.
Of all
had to
people.
Be Tully.
Yeah, and even then she didn't look like she was having fun. She still had a sullen look on her face.
Yeah.
Even the way she walks, she just always reminds me of a kid that, like, just got in trouble and has been sent to their room.
It's too funny. She does have that look on her face all the time.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
No. No. Nar. Do we practice our nose?
Nar.
Nar. Fuck, I can't do it.
That one's the hardest, I think.
It is.
For some reason, I can't get it.
I can't, you know, after seeing that... some of the comments and tutorial.
Yeah.
I think I have like the A's or the I's down, but that O is still
hard.
The elusive one.
Yeah.
Can't get it. So on to the last and final challenge of the showdown. We have Matt. Who was it? Matt, Tim, and Tully.
Yeah.
And they have to go across a balance beam, untie some bags. This is kind of reminiscent of Survivor, actually.
It was.
Untie some bags with some letters in them. And then when they get to the other side with all three bags, they had a question they had to spell the answers out to. And the person who could do it the quickest with the correct spellings would win. And so Tully had her 15-second head start over Matt and a 30-second head start over Tim. And I don't know about y'all, but I was annoyed at her the whole time.
Mm.
I was kind of rooting for her because she was a girl, but I don't like her. So that was really a hard thing to get over.
Yeah.
Or that was hard to reconcile with myself. Why do I want her to win? I don't like her, but I want her to win because I didn't want Matt to win.
See, I don't like her, so I really did not want her to win.
Exactly. I was rooting for Tim all the way.
I was too.
I agree. I was rooting for Tim, but in the back of my mind, something about it, I was rooting for her just because I wanted a girl to win.
Yeah.
because I didn't want Matt to win for sure. I knew I wanted either Tim or her, but I don't know. It was weird. I had a weird moment watching that, but I was just—it was just strange to me. You have 15-second and then a 30-second head start, and both of those guys untie their knots and got across there quicker,
mm-hmm.
and started working on their puzzle. She's still up there working on the knots, and so it made me think maybe she's trying to not to win. Did any of you think of that or feel like that?
I didn't, because why would she throw it? She really can't afford to throw it.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make you safe. It's not like a
right
veto competition or anything, so it's not like if you don't win, you could be making yourself go home, but...
But you know you have some type of advantage when it comes to the nominations.
True.
But only if you make it that far.
Right, that's a good...
She could have gotten voted out.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think she was trying to throw it myself.
I didn't think so either.
Okay, that was just...
But can I just say how annoying it was that all the other house guests were, like, helping some of them?
They were.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I mean, you should... They, I don't know. It just seemed that they should have to do it on their own.
Which, Tim, I've heard him say before, like, be quiet. Stop helping.
Yeah, he did say. I don't know. They were all trying to help Tully?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought at one point Big Brother had told them they couldn't help, but maybe that was a different challenge. But they need to make Big Brother say, you know, no work, no,
mm-hmm.
you know, you,
yeah.
you can't help people.
I mean, that's right. not fair.
No, it is not. But it didn't matter because Tim was done first, but he misspelled the presidential
mm-hmm.
suite.
Yep.
Moving too fast.
Yeah.
And then Matt was the second to buzz in, but he had also misspelled presidential. And I was thinking, really?
And then he couldn't okay. go fix it.
No, because once they buzzed in, it
That's
was in.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Tully had all the time in the world to do whatever she wanted to do because they both mm-hmm. had buzzed in, but they were misspelled.
Yeah.
So that was a tad bit. And even still, she was lollygagging.
Come on.
Come on, girl.
So of all the people that we didn't want to win, she was the one that won.
Right.
Damn.
She did. Sorry. Yeah, she was... Well, I was back to annoyed with her at the end. And then, of course, if everyone's cheering for her, hugging her,
mm-hmm.
you know, congratulating her, and she kind of has a half smile, but she's still not...
Still not happy.
No.
Happy.
Yep.
And even when Big Brother called her in there to talk to her and tell her, you know, I want you to pick who you're going to take with you to the presidential suite, and he's like, congratulations, mm-hmm. I want you to, you know, you've now won the nomination superpower. And then all she had, and all she said was, if I'm still here.
Right.
She couldn't say, thank you, Big Brother. It was fun.
Yeah.
Or I had a good time. Or I'm so surprised I won.
She's a glass half empty person.
Definitely.
Yeah. So she decides to take Tahan with her to the presidential suite.
Yep.
And I thought it was hilarious that most of the people were happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xavier and I don't remember who else was saying. I think it was mainly Xavier saying, oh, it's going to be nice to have an evening break.
Quiet.
An evening of quiet. No drama.
Yeah.
That was very
good. Yeah, I was wondering who she would take with her. I thought maybe she'd take Matt or Drew.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah, because she seems to like to be hugged up on one of the guys.
Yeah. Especially Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think she does that on purpose.
To annoy Jade?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I think she would be hugged up on all of them, but I think she especially does it around Jade to get on a Jade's nerves.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's the one thing about Tully that I actually liked this week, because I was wanting her to get on Jade's nerves too, because Jade was getting on my
yeah.
nerves.
Yeah. I would do it too, just to get her going.
And the dagger eyes that Jade be throwing. Yeah, so on to the eviction night.
Yes.
That's really when we got to see some of the dagger eyes.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, it was a live eviction, but they still kind of do like our Big Brother and show clips of what's been happening since Showdown.
Mm-hmm.
And what people have been doing. And in one of the scenes, they were showing Drew and Tully talking, and he's, you know, she's sad and worried about the double, because they tell the people about double eviction.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all nervous, and she's worried about going home. And he's, you know, hugging her and stuff. And but Jay just is always still around lurking.
Always.
But she's still flirting with Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, did you know, I was going to ask you, El Marie, because you seem to have this thought last time we talked,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's reinforced now. Did you notice when they were showing Ed on the couch and Jade was laying on him?
Unbelievable.
His body language?
Yes. But she even noticed it, because she said to him, "You seem uncomfortable with this." Well, if he seems uncomfortable to you, why are you still laying there?
Yeah.
And then
she said she wasn't getting that.
Right. And then she's like, "And, you know, let me know if this is okay, because I don't want to cross any boundaries." Like, girl, stop trying. He has already pulled you to the side and fumbled his way through a conversation to tell you he is not interested. And you steady trying.
She is pushing
it.
And wait a minute. She basically, the first time she physically threw herself at him.
Yeah.
Now she is verbally throwing herself at him.
Yeah.
Because while they're laying there, and he's like, "Oh no, you're fine." But he's obviously uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his hands over his head so he doesn't have to touch
her.
And his face is pulled back so far.
Yeah, she keeps looking up at his face.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she keeps talking about, "I didn't come in here to find love, but, you know, I'm open to any situation.
Yeah.
And I feel that you're just really uncomfortable." And he's like, "No, not really." And he's kind of stumbling on his words again. He's like, "I just want you, you know, I'm just uncomfortable if you feel like there's something else that's going to happen."
Okay, but then did you catch when she said, "Well, if you ever want to have fun."
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes, and then she says, "Well, you know, I'm just here to have a good time and have fun,
mm-hmm.
and I just think of things differently, and I just don't see what the issue is." He don't like you, girl.
Thank you.
That's the issue.
Yeah, she got a problem.
But she's still pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, when they got up and she says, "Well, you know that I'll never turn you away."
Yeah.
"So if you ever want to have fun,
mm-hmm.
you know, just let me know."
Mm-hmm.
And even still, I'm like, oh my gosh, she is not playing.
No.
That is embarrassing.
Yeah. She is embarrassing herself.
Wait, and then this is the thing that got me. When she said, "Oh, I'm used to being rejected." This is like a tape playing over of my life.
And I'm thinking, okay, if this is a tape... And you are used to going through this whole rigmarole every time. How come you haven't sat down with yourself and said, "Self, what am I doing wrong?"
Why don't you sit down with yourself at the age of 23, because she's only 23, and say, "Maybe I need to quit pushing myself on
and
these people."
She's so aggressive.
Yes, because she does not obviously like the people who like her.
No.
Now, if she wanted to, she could turn around in 2 seconds and say, "Drew, come here."
Yep.
He'd be there in two
he
seconds
would.
And give her all
mm-hmm.
the attention she wants. But she doesn't.
But that's
she wants his attention, but she doesn't want him.
That's the part that really, like, this that episode was my turning point for her. I don't like her anymore now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like she's really playing Drew.
Yeah.
She likes the attention. I think she really only wants the attention to try to make Ed jealous, but he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm with you. That turned a corner for me, mm-hmm. too. Just because it's making it so uncomfortable to watch. I was, like, uncomfortable watching it because she was draped all over him.
Yeah.
And he obviously, and you're right, when she says, well, I even feel like you're uncomfortable right now. Bitch, get up then.
Thank you.
Get up off him then. He done already told you he don't want you.
Yeah.
It's just so weird. And then, you know, Tully and Tahan were having a conversation in the presidential suite where she was saying every time her and Drew talk, Jade comes in mm-hmm. with the picture and tries to get in between them. Mm-hmm. And she said, now that was funny. I did laugh at her when she said that. But she says that she just kind of sits on Drew's lap and totally blocks the conversation. Yeah. So she says, well, we'll just finish later then since you're busy now.
Bye-bye.
That was funny.
So now, yeah, Jade is just, I don't understand that though.
Very desperate.
I hope this is a lesson for her that she goes and watches, like after the season, that she watches how her behavior was and is so embarrassed that it changes her.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Well, do you think it really will? Because if she says this is like a tape playing of my life, you would think maybe after the second or third time.
Yeah.
Especially if you have the, what's the word? If you have the self-awareness enough to know that this is a recurring pattern mm-hmm. of yours, that you can say to someone else that you don't know, this is a tape that's playing in my mind, this happens all the time, mm-hmm. then you should definitely try to figure out why you're attracted to these men who don't want you.
Right.
And you don't...
Or chasing these
men. You don't take the one that is good for you.
Or who does like you. And then, on the same topic... What was that conversation that her and Drew were having when he was on the bike?
Oh.
Something about, she said, I'll dress up like a
doll. Oh, yeah. That was weird.
And then he started laughing, and she says, he's like, oh, yeah, I like that. I like that about a girl. Or he said something about, I like that.
Yeah.
Or I would like that. And she's like, oh, is that why you like Tully? And she starts laughing, and he's like, that's not
mm-hmm.
funny. And he was not laughing. Mm-hmm. And she said, yes, it is. It was a joke. He's like, but that's not funny.
Right.
And she's like, yes, it is. And she's still laughing. And he's like, no, it wasn't.
And she's all draped out in front of him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Another example of she just doesn't get it.
Mm-mm.
And I think if one of those guys was ready to get down in the house, she'd be there.
Oh, she'd be all for it.
TV cameras and yep. all. Okay, so the next piece of drama on eviction night was with Tahan and the Sugar Girls, or Sugar Sisters, or what, I don't know what they're calling them now. They were calling them Barbies, and now they're calling them the Sugar Sisters.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And this seemed to come out of nowhere.
Left field.
Yeah.
But I think it's because we only see what they're showing us, but Tahan obviously does not like the Sugar Sisters.
No.
At all.
Yeah, but she's down to the mean. Room. That was all mean what she was doing.
Very mean.
I mean, and I liked what the girls, the sisters were saying that, you know, we've never said anything bad about anybody. You mm-hmm. know, we're not sure why you're attacking us. And, you know, they just didn't understand.
I'm glad they spoke up.
Me too.
I was surprised at Lucy because she seemed to be the most emotional about it.
Yeah.
But, honey, when it came time for Tahan to talk to them, she was not letting Tahan get a word in. She wasn't backing down.
Yeah, I was proud of her.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. And Tahan was really bullshitting because she wasn't sorry she said it.
No.
And she wasn't even being honest about what she really said.
No.
About them being stupid and heaven help our children if she's going to be a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was just making stuff up.
But what did you think about Michaela, which I know Elmarie probably what you thought. Michaela running and telling the girls what she said in the first place.
I thought it was very high school. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Michaela did it because she cares about the twins. Oh, not the twins, the sisters. Or if she just wanted to start conflict.
Yeah, I think she might be a little bit of a tattle.
I don't know if she wanted to start conflict, but maybe she did. I thought her and Michaela were friendly. I mean, Tahan.
Mm.
And Kayla were friendly. So I was a little puzzled that she went and told them, but then I thought maybe she's thinking that was really mean, which it was, and just wanted to let them know.
But that's what made me think she just wanted to start conflict, because I thought she was closer with Tahan than the sisters.
Yes, I did too.
And it also could have been a case of, let me take the attention away from me.
Mm. That's true.
Good point. So we get to eviction, and then we have another segment with that one Michael guy.
Right.
These are so painful. Maybe just let Sonia do it.
Yes.
She's better. But he goes and he interviews some of the family members, and oh my goodness, I did not realize how identical Matt and his brother were.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the same haircut.
Yep. Identical.
Yeah, they could have swapped him out, Elmarie.
They could.
Yeah.
Yes, they could. It was odd how much alike they looked. And he didn't let him talk very long, but I'm sure he sounded the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you think about the rest of the family they showed? Okay, Lo, let me just stick
to
the
point. Oh, in particular.
Yeah. What did you think about...
of who?
What did you think about Tully's girlfriend?
Oh.
They
kind of seem like two peas in a pod. Like,
yes.
Just kind of, you know, not all bubbly or anything.
She looked just as fucking sullen
as
Tully did.
And she really, it looked like she was like, kind of wanted Tully to be evicted. Like, it didn't seem like she wanted to be there at all.
I know, because she looked like she was ready to jump up out that chair.
Yeah.
And run.
And the guy was funny teasing her that she was voting for Matt.
I know.
Their phone.
Yeah, she looked just as sullen.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, oh my goodness, no wonder.
Yep.
She just did. Yeah, I agree. When I watched that, I was like,
mm. Mm-hmm.
No wonder. She thinks that shit's cute.
Right.
Well, I wonder what she thinks about Tully hugging up on all the guys, too.
Hmm.
Yes. Well, I'm sure I wondered that too.
I mean, even though
did John notice there was one scene where her and Drew were hugging and Tully looked like she wanted to like kiss him or something?
Was that when they had the fence between them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, wait, what? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if the girlfriend's worried about that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did not look happy to be there.
No.
But she, like,
and how about Ben's mom?
So cute.
She looks just like him.
Gets it from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look a lot like her.
In the picture frame.
Yes. That was cute.
Funny.
What do we think? I noticed that we had one of our tweeters, Cece, mention something about she believes Ben is a mole, that he's an actor that Big Brother stuck in the house. What do y'all think about that?
I don't think he's an actor. I don't think he's a mole. I do notice sometimes when his, I guess you can say, alter ego pops up out of nowhere. But no, I don't think he's a mole.
No, I hadn't thought that myself. I would be shocked. But, you know, it's possible, I suppose. I
guess anything is possible, but I would think they would tell
us.
That's
what I thought, too.
If he is, I would be disappointed. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Same here. I like how he is, just as I think he is, you know? Not that he's got an ulterior motive.
Or not that he's playing a part.
Yeah, exactly.
Of a character named Bitcoin.
Yeah,
you know.
That he's not, that's not him.
I don't know if I believe it. I mean, he is awfully, he does, he is able to me, he's not as awkward as he says he is in some certain situations, but it's like when he's pretending to be something else, he's quick-witted and he's able to spout things out really fast.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what makes them think that it's, that he's an actor, but.
Can't be.
I don't know. I like
it. Can't be.
I don't think so.
Not our Ben. Come on.
So we get down to the voting, and they show us, you know, the tally board, and then they do the little, you're safe, you're not. Actually, no, they didn't this time. Since
no.
They went straight for who the first one to be evicted was. And I was kind of sad about this. The first one evicted was Rohan.
Me too.
I wasn't.
I liked Rohan.
I liked Rohan.
I mean, I liked him, but I really wasn't sad to see him go. I was like, eh, okay.
I think you would have benefited from being in there some more.
I think he would have benefited just himself, because it did seem like he was learning more things about himself.
Nice, yeah.
Being in the house, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of liked Rohan.
Yeah.
I liked his laugh. Yeah. I know that it annoyed some people, but I liked it. I don't know. I didn't understand his haircut.
No.
But he got
They're all like, it looks great.
I'm like, what the hell are they smoking? That was a terrible haircut. And only one side?
Yeah.
Whacked out.
Yeah. It was awful. But, yeah, I was a little bit sad to see him go.
Yeah, it was his birthday.
So he had a good attitude about
it. Yeah, that's true.
I really like that. And then we got a little clip that we had not seen before of Rohan and Ben's friendship.
Yeah.
Romance.
Oh, that was great.
It was very sweet.
Yeah.
So then they talk with Rohan and tell him about who, you know, his life in the house, and ask him, you know, all those little questions they asked. And I was surprised they were able to do, you know, of course their show goes a little bit longer, but they were able to fit in two eliminations and not really skimp on the time interviewing them.
No, they didn't.
I mean, they sat down with them, took time, let the audience yell and cheer, and I thought that was pretty cool.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
So then they get down to, so then they're down to four, and they tell... Who was next? They told that they were safe. Tahan, I think.
Yeah.
You're safe, Tahan. One thing I did notice is that when Sonia would ask them questions, okay, the next one to be voted out, all the audience was yelling, Tully, Tully,
they were.
Tully.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was cracking up because I knew she would start crying.
Now, they could hear the audience, right?
Yes.
Because Ben could hear them cheering for him, and he was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was cute.
But she started sobbing right after Rohan when they announced him. I could hear her, like, heaving, crying, which she did again after the next one.
So then let's just get on to the next one. It was Xavier. And I didn't really care one way or another.
I was surprised.
Except for the fact that it wasn't Tully.
Right.
Yes. Who was voting for her?
Right. I'm like,
right.
How in the heck?
Yeah.
Did they
Somebody
say
please
Tully?
Write in. Yeah. Because we're not getting it.
Yeah.
I didn't get that either. I was so mad. I was really mad.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you freaking kidding
me? I thought for sure it was going to be her.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really care for, I don't care one way or another about Xavier, but I wanted her gone.
And I thought for sure she'd be gone this week. Like, double eviction, there's no way she can escape this.
Me too.
She escaped this.
Yeah, she did.
I was so glad Ben was safe. Of course, I knew he would be, and Matt was safe, which I didn't care one way or another either. But I was really like, what in the heck happened? Tully needed to go. So, moving on to the nominations episode, they start off with, you know, reactions to who's been evicted, and Tully actually mentions to Big Brother that she's going to start playing the game differently. Do y'all think she is?
No.
You think that will stop her crying?
No. Not at all.
She might behave for about a day, and then she'll forget about it.
And she seemed to think, which was kind of fishy, that people were talking to her more because she had the superpower. And she was actually staying and being able to use it.
So do you want to talk about what the superpower was this week?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
So it was known as the Lurker superpower. She is lurking around.
I like that. The Lurker.
So she was able to view the whole tally board during the whole voting process.
Yes.
And then basically like they did last week, they put all the house guests into three groups for voting. Mm-hmm. And then after each group voted, she was able to cast 2 points. And then, so she had a total of 6 points to cast.
Right.
And she could do all for one person or break it up.
Yeah, she really could have. And that would have made a difference if she would have done that.
Yeah, I don't think she did a very good job.
She didn't.
She didn't know what to do.
She, first of all, when they said, I know she was nervous, though, so I'm not going to hold this against her, even though I don't like her. When he was telling her the rules and what she had, and he says, you're going to have 6 nomination points to use, and then she counted on her head. You could see her counting on her hand, 2, 4, 6. Like, oh, that means I have to nominate 3 people.
Wow.
But then when he, I thought that was kind of funny. But, and then when he told her, because I thought it was just going to be you could split it up between 3 people. But no, he told her you could split those 2 points up one and one, or you could do 2 on one person, but you're going to do it in, you know, one at a time
into
3 groups of voting. I thought that was very interesting how they did that. They didn't just tell her you have 6 points used
at the end.
At the end. They made her break it up.
I think it would have made much more of an impact if she had been able to wait, obviously. But
that's true. But, you know, she could have put all of those 6 on the same person.
That's what I was,
And that's what she could have done, or at least 3 and 3.
Right.
Because her goal was to keep certain people safe.
Right.
And she failed horribly.
That's how she did it. She tried to save people versus target people.
Right.
Now, I didn't understand her reasoning. Okay, so it got down to where it was, who was it? It was Matt had 5, or no, Matt had 6, Jasmine had 6, I think, and then Ed had 5. And then everybody else had like 8 or something. And so, and they were they had the top 6. So she had 2 more points. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, well, no matter what I do, it's not going to change it. I'm thinking, duh, yes, it will. If you give Ed 2, that makes him have 7. And then the 2 tied, Matt and Jasmine, will just have somebody have to pick which one. You'll have the top vote getter, which was Michaela. And I guess she just didn't want to take that chance.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's what I thought. She was like, there's just no way I can save. And I'm thinking, yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. I don't know what she was confused or nervous or what.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She was confused.
But I'm glad she did it how she did it. Because I didn't want Tim to go in.
Was it Tim that was the tie?
Well, she could have, I guess, you know, bumped him up or Ed or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
She could have shifted them in, one of them. So I didn't want Tim to go in, so I was okay.
She just wasted it. Because what she should have, well, her first 2, she split between Jade and Michaela. And I was thinking, okay, that's stupid.
Why?
Yeah. 1 point is nothing.
That was pointless.
Yeah.
It's pointless. And then her second set of 2 points, she put all on Katie and Lucy,
mm-hmm.
which was stupid because, yes, they were up there, but she called herself trying to make them have higher scores than Matt or Jasmine, which just didn't make sense. I don't think she thought ahead.
No.
And then the last two, she stuck on Michaela, which was a throwaway because she should have just threw him on Ed. He would have been up there for sure. And then Michaela would have had to vote between Jazz, whoever was tied with Matt.
Yeah.
There was two of them that were tied. I can't remember mm-hmm. now who it was. But that was just...
Yeah.
As I was watching it, I was thinking, you are not thinking...
Yeah. For me, I would have just picked a target, and they were going to get all 6 points.
See, that's a good... If she would have done that, he would have been safe.
Right.
Or at least there would have been another tie.
Yeah. I mean, she could have at least put 4 points on and then watched the last group go
mm-hmm.
and then determined what to do with those last two. Oh, well.
And who was it that nominated Ben again? It was Heidi.
Yeah.
I was like, you.
Yeah, exactly. And what I also didn't like was that nobody voted for Tully.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
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 Not one vote.
I think she was her face.
Yeah.
Yes. Go back over yes. there.
As her numbers went up and up on the tally board.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
That could still happen, depending on what happens.
Yeah, because the non final.
That's true. There's still hope.
Mm-hmm.
There's still hope.
Nice.
But probably won't. And... I do think Tully was correct in one thing she said in there, in that she thinks they weren't nominating her because they thought she was listening in on them.
Yeah. It's because...
Because no one nominated her at all.
Right, because she had the power. They just figured they wouldn't bother with her in case they were listening.
And it did seem like, because she said it also was like some people were talking to her that didn't really talk to her before. She thinks because she had the superpower.
Yeah. And could I just mention a little funny about Tim?
Yes.
When he was in there, his first vote was for Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wasn't that funny about, like, the couples?
He's like,
I always get stuck with her. And
her breath.
And she has bad breath.
Yes.
I was like, oh, man. And Big Brother's like, oh.
Well, he first said, she's got lipstick everywhere. She's done put lipstick on two of my shirts.
Yep.
It's everywhere. And I'm thinking, well, you know, that's hard to do. Have y'all ever been at work and, you know, you have lipstick on and someone hug you or you haven't seen a coworker or something or they hug you and you get lipstick all on their shirt and you try to, like, oops.
Yeah.
What do you do?
You'll never get it out.
That's happened to me, especially because I'm short.
Me too.
So, like, a male coworker you haven't seen in a while, I'll see, and they'll go to hug me, and I'm trying to move my face back, but sometimes it doesn't make it. And I sometimes wonder, I wonder what their wife thinks if they see this shirt at home later that night.
That could be true.
And they see this lipstick or lip gloss on their shirt. It was innocent. But I wonder if they would believe that.
You are causing trouble, Sister K.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Yeah.
And I bet that shit does not come out.
No.
I don't hug nobody at work.
Sister A, I am with you.
Right? I would never even think of hugging anybody at work.
It's not your normal coworkers. It's people that you used to work with that you haven't worked with. I work at a big place.
Okay.
So there's people that you might not see for 6 months or so, and then you'll see him in the hall or in the cafeteria or something, and, hey, how are you? And you hug. But anyhow.
So the nominations
were... Funny. You know what? What were they? It was Tahan.
Yep.
It was Matt.
Yes.
Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine.
Oh, yes, it was Jasmine.
Jade.
Woo! I was excited about.
And the sugar.
And Lucy.
Yeah.
Katie and Lucy. So that is a lot of damn people.
Yeah.
And only one guy.
Right.
Matt.
That's funny.
So I'm wondering how they're going to do this switch up. Because they said, Big Brother said, nominations are not final.
Right. And it sounded like a twist was coming.
It did.
Right? Like the wall was coming down or something.
Oh, yes. Apparently they're going to take the halfway house wall down.
Right.
Interesting.
So I guess they'll all be able to either pick what side they want to sleep on or...
Yeah, I don't know how they'll do it.
Maybe they'll actually open up the room.
Yeah.
Like open the doorway so they don't have to hunch down.
Or they'll just make it all nice.
Yeah. They also said the bedroom that Katie and Lucy were in is closed.
Right.
So they were able to move out to the regular bedroom.
Yep. They're going to get short of beds.
Yeah. Oh, and then one thing that really grossed me the hell out was, did you see the scene where Jade was trying to count out her house guests and nominations on her hands in the bathroom, and Drew came out of the bathroom, buttoning his pants up, and never did go wash his hands.
Oh, boy.
Ugh.
I hadn't noticed.
The cuteness just really kind of faded. That's a no,
oh, man.
No, Drew.
No.
Wash them.
No.
No. Oh, no.
No.
Nor. I don't know. Oh, no. Oh. So that was it. That was the Nom Noms episode.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah. So I imagine a whole bunch of crying from Tully, even though she's not nominated.
Right. She cried when they were telling them what nominations were.
Yeah. And I expect more ugliness, especially now that the Sugar Sisters and Tahan are in the same space.
Yep.
Oh, it's not.
And of course, they both voted for each other.
Yes.
And Jade's in there, so that's going to cause some problems.
I think with Tahan.
Yeah. But if they open the house up, it'll be a little different, I guess.
That's true. That is true. We won't have that same week-long
stuck
with each other. So that means the milking of the cow and the washing of the clothes and all of that stuff will be over with.
I guess. I don't know how they'll do it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder why they're changing it, just to keep mixing it up.
I think it must be. It must be to mix it up. Interesting. Well, we'll have to see. We have a long week, you know, now that we've changed our schedule
right.
A little bit. We have a lot of episodes to go, and I need to go and check out some of those little clips. So that'll probably give us more clues as to what they're really thinking. Because I think it's always a surprise when we get to nominations of what they're thinking for Big Brother Australia, because we don't have the live feeds or an after dark
right.
or anything like that.
Yeah. We're not seeing everything.
Yeah. So I know I'm always surprised when I'm like, ooh, what did they do? Because they sure don't like them. Or why are they nominating them?
Yeah. Like, I still haven't seen why they talk about Matt. I haven't seen that side of him yet, I guess.
That's true. Yes, I haven't either. But he's kind of bland to me. He's not exciting one way or another.
Yeah.
I think because we just don't see him enough.
He's not as... interesting as Caleb doing his workout.
Oh, gosh.
Thanks for sending that, Elmarie.
Welcome.
No, I did not need to see that, and especially not in slow motion.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was even more disturbing.
It was in slow motion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. And you could see... what's his name? Matt, look up, and then he goes, oh, no, I can't.
I really can't get out of my head now.
Oh, my goodness.
That is too much. Poor thing. You know that. He's probably not even going to live that down.
No.
No, he's going to have to work on that.
Yeah, too crazy.
And there were a couple of cute little Ben things this week.
Which one?
When he was talking about him talking with the telemarketer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
With a woman?
Yes.
That was cute.
Oh, man. Cute but kind of sad, but it was definitely funny. And then I thought it was funny when he was doing his nominations today, why he picked Ed.
What did he say?
Well, I guess he had wanted a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess they said that they were out of coffee, but then they were drinking the coffee over in the...
In the safe house.
The plush house. Yeah, the safe house. And I guess everyone came over and tried to remedy it with him, except for Ed. So he gave him 3 points.
Which Big Brother found sketchy.
Yeah, that's right. Gonna have to work on that.
I actually wouldn't mind. I don't think Ed has never been nominated, or he's never been on that side. Oh. Well, and it looks like they're going to close it, so he won't be on that side either.
Yeah.
But
maybe he needs to be nominated.
Yeah. He's a little bland also.
I like what Tim said about him. Like, he's got nice abs, but he's got no guts.
Mm-hmm.
He's just kind of...
middle of the road. He's not...
staying quiet. Yeah, exactly.
Trying to stay out of any kind of drama. Mm-hmm. I don't blame him, because
it's
no need to get in it if it's not you.
It's still finding him with Jade.
Ugh, that girl. I bet her mama is cringing.
Yeah, and her dad.
Or her daddy, whoever.
So do you guys have any, who would you prefer to go if somebody goes this week with the current nominations?
Well, you already know Michaela.
No.
And Jade.
Yes, I would say Jade for me.
Yeah. I'd say Jade or Tahan for me.
Tahan, I like the way she talks. But,
yeah,
she has been a tad
mean. Yeah, the mean streak put me off today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, whatever day it was.
So, yeah, Tahan, I wouldn't mind, but I would really like to see Jade.
Yeah, me too. But I don't know how people will vote out there.
I know, because now that... Tully got saved. I have no thoughts of how people are voting.
Right.
I thought that was going to be a slam dunk. Yeah. Not at all.
Maybe people like the drama. Drama, some drama's good, but.
All right. Well, I guess that is all for us to talk about today. I mean, it was a short period between our last podcast, so. Next week, I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about with a full week's worth of episodes. So if y'all would like to send us some feedback, you can send us an email at sitspeak@gmail.com. We are also on Facebook at facebook.com/sitspeakpodcast. You can reach us on Twitter. I am at _SisterK.
I am at LiteraryMarie.
And I am at AKSIDS.
All right, that's it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister L. Marie.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.